Monkeys versus Kick today, and we spawn with Kipper in at the north parking lot. Very quickly, they make their way through the metro station, come out into the country park. Action ensuing right there. Monkeys come around the south service entrance, being chased and forced back. Kick doing a nice job. Monkeys now retreating around the south parking lot, over back onto William Street. Here comes Love Q3. As he comes around, he's able to gun down Potango. As from the backside, nice little move there. Lampy and Furby come through with Carl. Right now, it is all Monkeys doing the damn. Things finally slow down. We go with Furby upstairs on and to the second story window, looking out the window. There's nobody there. As we see Broken now come out of the main entrance. He's being pursued by Ypsilon. It's going to be Lovequake who guns down Ypsilon for the first victory here for the Monkeys. So very quickly, we see the action here. Is Kick now down the alleyway. They run in a sight. It is Lampy. Lampy gunning down Ypsilon with LR300. He's quickly erased. Kazama right there to finish him off. So Kick trades gamers here. They trade kills early on in the match. As we continue to see some action, here comes Carl and Furby off William Street. Gunned down. Fratted it in the head. Bastardo standing up on one of the light stanchions just near the entrance doorway. Gunning down, as I said, gunning down Furby there. As the Monkeys now are regrouping, they're over on the McCain Supply Yard, leading the charge here once again. It is going to be Carl. He's got Lovequake 3 and Broken. Here they come very quickly across William Street. As we see Carl comes jumping through, gunning down Bastardo with his G36. So the Monkeys trying to take a 2-0 lead here early on. Monkey now, or the Carl of the Monkeys down out of the alley into the north parking lot. He runs, joined by Love Q3 and Broken. Love Q3 now taking the lead into the metro station parking lot. Gonna look inside the metro station. We do see gamers in there. That is Kazama on the far side. Potango and Winter right there. Winter bleeding. Has somebody in front of him. He is back to back with Broken. Broken see him. Finally, Winter sees Broken and they go mano a mano here, but it's going to be Broken who finally gets the kill. And that is hilarious to see these gamers virtually next to each other as Monkeys take a 2-0 lead. Virtually next to each other. They did not see each other as they were back to back. Finally, Kick going down there. Kick now quickly out of the south spot. Here they come through the alley. Once again, Lampy gunning down Winter, going mano a mano with Ypsilon. Ypsilon going down. Bastardo finally killing Lampy, though, as Kick quickly infiltrating the north parking lot here. Furby dying at the hands of Bastardo. And once again, Carl exiting the alley entrance door, coming around through the alley, exchanging grenades there with Clan Kick, as it is Love Q3, Broken, and Carl, as they're hanging tight together in the alleyway, as we see Potango and Kazama, two of the three gamers left here for Kick, as they are just behind the Jeep. Here comes Carl. Here comes Broken. You heard the headshot. Potango gunning down Carl. LR300 dinged off his helmet and killed him. As now Bass under attack. He is bleeding. He goes down. Love Q3 with the LR300 kill once again. Kazama, though, evening things up, gunning down Broken. And Love Q3 now retreating back down the alleyway. He's got about 60 health on him as he Deke here thought he was going to go inside the alleyway door entrance. Did not, as he's now walking slowly on William Street, passing the white SUV back down around the south parking lot. Into the south service entrance he comes, as he does have a full LR300, a full clip of ammo in his LR300. Now into the east doorway of the metro station. We're going to keep it here with him, hiding behind one of the concrete stanchions here inside the metro station. He's going to come out into the metro station parking lot. Nobody home for Clan Kick. Where are they? Well, they're back out south in the McCain Supply Yard. As Love Q3 going to double back, look inside and go in the reception entrance. Very quickly out the park entrance, comes back in, up the stairs he goes, being pursued. He's got one of the gamers here from Kick chasing him. I did not see who that was as we go back downstairs. That was Potango. Here he comes upstairs. Potango going one-on-one, going to gun down Love Q3 with his LR300. Kick on the board with the third round there. 2-1 is our score as we spawn with Kick once again very quickly into the metro station as they have not come out. Here they come with a grenade. Carl dropping there. Kazama stepping on it, going flying across the map. Ypsilon and Winter now out and gunning down Love Q3 as Bastardo catching his clanmate Potango with another grenade. There's a quick team kill as we follow Lambie back inside around the south service entrance. They come once again. Winter with the as we pick it up with Carl calling for assistance over the McCain Supply Yard, and he does need He does need some medical attention. Bastardo coming around the corner near the reception desk. He is going to be gunned down. That is Lampy with the kill. And just like that, 3-1 our score here in favor of the Monkeys of Russia. The only clan from Russia involved here in the match, or in the Open Cup. Potango down in the alley once again. Furby up on one of the light stanchions. He is waiting back there. Lampy injured, retreating, bleeding. Ypsilon kills him, dropping down off the light. It is Furby going one-on-one. Has to retreat, though. He is bleeding just too much. He finally heals himself, comes back around the corner into the alleyway, taking a shot at Potango. Carl gunning down Potango. Carl hitting Ypsilon, too. So a nice double kill there by Carl. As we pick it up with Kazama, as Carl still alive, he's pursuing, and it's going to be Love Q3 who actually gets Kazama in the north parking lot. He kills him. Score now 4-1. Monkeys out on top. We spot with the Monkeys. North parking lot into the alley very quickly. Potango gunned down. Quickly through into the north parking lot. Bastardo and Potango, they are going after and gunning down Furby in the back hallway of the main office here, the distribution company. King Distribution Company, that is the name of the office. Inside the restroom we go with Bastardo. Nobody there leading the charge through the reception area. It is Kazama and Potango into the metro station, out into the north parking lot. Once again, here comes Potango and Kazama as we see some action now down in the alleyway. Once again, Love Q3 under heavy attack. Big DE round guns out, guns down Bastardo, but Potango coming from the north into the alleyway is able to take down Love Q3. That is another point for Kick. So score now 4-2. As we spawn with the Monkeys, we see some grenades being tossed into the company park. Shot down Ypsilon, catching Carl, not able to get around the corner quick enough. As we go to the south parking lot, Winter under attack, but it's going to be Broken, who guns down Winter, but he is quickly erased. Kazama from the second floor window takes him out as Kick now regroups out on Wave Street. Into the main entrance, they run, and Kazama, who gets the final kill here on the Monkeys. That was Lampy going down, so back-to-back wins here for Kick. 4-3 our score now. As Kick now down by one, we spawn with him out in the McCain supplier. Through the alleyway they run once again. It is Ypsilon and Winter leading the charge. Far, far away, it is Lampy who is going to be headshotted with the LR-300 once again from Winter. So Winter doing a nice job there to get on the board here early on for his clan. He now leads all gamers here with 7 kills for Clan Kick. As we switch over to the Monkeys, it is Carl opening up the alley entrance door, dropping a grenade and retreating as Carl and Broken out all the way down the north side of the alley. More grenades in their direction. Down Bastardo as he is joined by Broken and Love Q3 as Kazama now retreating into and out of the metro station. Back in he runs. We will follow Kazama now out of the metro station, into the reception entrance, out the main door. We see Winter catching Carl with his LR-300. Kazama trying to get the flanking maneuver, but nobody there as Potango quickly coming through the north parking lot. And they have clipped the Monkeys here. We're going to search of the Monkeys here inside the metro station under heavy attack. It is Broken. Ypsilon hits Broken in the vest. He is still alive. 2-on-1 here. Ypsilon going to gun down both Love Q3 and Broken to win the round here, so we are all tied up 4-4. Last three rounds belonging to Clan Kick as we follow Carl now out of the McCain supply area into the park, gunning down Ypsilon with a G36, taking his aim at Potango, but it's going to be Potango who guns him down very quickly. Love Q3 also dying at the hands of Kazama. We run back inside, up the stairs, being hit in the leg. That was Winter, and quickly up the stair to follow him. Furby gunning him down onto the second floor. We go Furby back-to-back kills here. Potango going down, Winter going down. Furby going to try his luck with Kazama gunning him down as he was bleeding. Ends up winning the round here for the Monkeys. Nice work. Soul Gamer right there going out on his own, gunning down three as Ypsilon picking off Furby to start the round here inside the alley out on William Street. We run with Ypsilon leading the charge here into the south parking lot. Grenades being exchanged. You can hear him right there as we see all 5 gamers of Kick quickly infiltrating the south service area. Now into the company park they run, and they will continue going through the metro station. As they open up the metro station doors, nobody there into the metro station parking lot. We run, and the Monkeys avoiding them very nicely here. Monkeys already over in the alleyway, quickly coming through the back hallway here of the office. We pick it up with Lampy. You hear the action there as we go and switch up into the alley we go. And running down the alley, it is broken, and Love Q3 broken now. Stops off inside the alley door under heavy attack. Carl right there, 3-on-1, broken, never had a chance. Winner going to get that kill. He, Epsilon, and Kazama now heal up, and it's going to be Kazama gunning down Lampy, taking aim at Love Q3. Love Q3 headshots Kazama as he comes out the main entrance. Epsilon coming out, and Epsilon going to pick up the win here for a kick, and they continue on their torrent pace here. We are tied back up now, 5-5, our score 10 rounds in. We are at the 9-minute mark. Grenades being exchanged here. Lampy's grenade catching Epsilon as Potango and Winter dropping grenades in it to the north parking lot, not hitting anybody as Love Q3 guns down Kazama over in the office building as we continue now watching Clan kick. Here comes Love Q3 and Lampy through the north parking lot. Lampy under attack. Leading's got to retreat around one of the walls, calling for a medic here, and he is going to be caught by a grenade. Bastardo with that grenade kill. Furby now out of the loading docks. He's got Bastardo in his sights, but he's calling for a medic here. But it's going to be Carl coming through the metro station with Broken. They gun down Bastard. They pick up the points. So we've exchanged the last four rounds here. We are up by one if you are on the side of the Monkey. 6-5 quickly with kick. They respawn out of the main entrance. They run south service entrance. A hail of gunfire over there as we follow Potango and Epsilon. Love Q3 injured, bleeding. He is about to go down. Potango action into the company park. Nobody dead as kick now healing up behind the blue van. Bastardo gunning down Lampy again inside the reception areas. We go upstairs with the last two gamers here of the Monkeys, Carl and Furby, putting on a display of skills. Carl and Furby each gunning down one gamer. Epsilon going down. In through the window comes Bastardo, not able to survive the hail of gunfire. Furby shooting and killing him. Furby now going down the stairs, going to take his luck as he quickly comes out into the company park. Goes one-on-one, and it's going to be Furby who picks up the kill near the south service entrance. That is two in a row for the Monkey. 7-5 our score here as the action has been fast and furious so far to get started here on UT Turnpike. As we see heavy attack, Love Q3 though gunning down Winter. A bit of lag on the server here very quickly. Up to the second floor window we go with kick. It is Bastardo running back down the stairs. He hooks up with Potango running upstairs. Love Q3 just retreating outside the reception entrance, running upstairs. Lampy with a double M4 kill here. Potango, Bastard both getting the lead enema. That is going to end the round here. And the Monkeys have won the last three out of four rounds, and they go up by 3-8-5. Kick not going to let him get too far in front as we see Epsilon start out and actually exchanging killers. He gunned down He gunned down Love Q3, and then he was quickly erased. So things are slowing down here in the latter stages of this first round on UT Turnpike. Lampy now leading the charge down the alleyway. The M4 giving the lead enema. Kazama again going down, dying at the hand of Lampy. Furby and Lampy split up now. Lampy all the way down, continuing into the north parking lot here through the alleyway. Runs into the loading docks. Hooks up in the back hallway with Furby as he continues on through the north parking lot. In it to the metro station. He just missed a grenade that hit him. Now through the metro station he runs, looking up and around into the reception entrance he goes. They are trying to chase down Potango and Bastardo. We just saw him coming through the main office there. There they come. Back hallway they go, as we're going to keep it with Bastardo of Kick. He joins his clanmate Potango as they quickly drop off the loading docks into the north parking lot. Now running down the alleyway they go, and it's going to be Lampy, the first man through for the Monkeys. He's joined by three other Monkey members right there, and very quickly Furby and Lampy finish off the round here for the Monkeys. That is 9-5 now our score. As I keep writing down the individual rounds, so we're up to number 14, so I'm thinking it's 14. That's not the case. It's 9-5 after 14 rounds. Love Q3, Carl through the south service entrance, quickly taking out Potango as Winter, as he's coming through the south parking lot. Grenade, Bastardo taken out by his teammate Kazama. Bastardo now around the south service entrance, headshotted by Furby. Down he goes. That is another victory here for the Monkeys. And right now they are controlling the map, controlling the tempo and taking it to Kick, who has not won since the 10th round. They have rattled off five in a row. They, meaning the Monkeys. A double grenade kill there. Kazama going down. Check that. Make that a triple grenade kill. Kazama, Epsilon, and Winter all taken out by Lampy as Carl down to hook up with Broken and Love Q3 in the alleyway. Out onto William Street they go, being led by Love Q3. Not going to matter. Carl drops inside, gets the final kill on Bastardo here. That is six in a row for the Monkeys. They're up and in a comfortable lead right now, 11-5. As we continue to watch precious seconds click off the clock, we are down to 4 minutes, 15 and counting. As we go in the alleyway, grenade fire, gunfire, and Winter comes out on top. As he now under attack by Carl, who reloaded and healed himself, coming through HKG36 doing the talking. But it's going to be the DE of Carl who guns down Winter. Big shot there. Another point for the Monkeys. They are up now by 7, 12-5 our score. As we just broke the 4-minute mark, we follow Lampy and Carl into the alleyway. Once again, Kama, the only gamer there for a Kick. But Lampy going to take him down very all the talking. As we see from the north, Winter coming through as Love Q3 catching Epsilon out on William Street. As Carl goes one-on-one under the train tracks with Winter, gunning Winter down with the G36. As Carl now doubling back to the north, not going to matter. Lampy coming through there, finishing off Kick. Potango going down. That is another round. And Kick going to have to stop the bleeding here, as they have not won now for about 4 minutes. It has been all action on the side of the Monkeys, swinging from the vines, eating bananas. The Monkeys can do no wrong right now, as Bastardo and Winter both picking up kills here in the north parking lot. So they're trying to back into it. Good start here. They do have two gamers down from the Monkeys as we watch them heal up, as they somewhat look a little disoriented here as they now run down the alleyway into the alley entrance. They go another team kill. Bastardo again taking out his clanmate. That was Ypsilon going down, giving the LOL. But I think I would be calling Bastardo the bastard here, as he has killed his teammate twice now. A big headshot from Love Q3 with the DE just off the McCain Supply Yard parking lot as he joins his clanmate up. I'm only kidding, Bastardo. You're a good guy. We see the round go to the Monkeys once again. Furby finishing it off here for the Monkeys. So they continue on their winning ways, 14-5 now. And this game getting out of hand very quickly for a Kick, as Epsilon gunned down Lampy. He was not able to get inside the alley entrance quick enough. With another grenade dropped right there. Epsilon catches part of it. He is injured as he readies up an HE grenade, tosses it over towards the restroom. You hear the glass breaking as Love Q3 getting a double kill here on Kazama and Winter. Furby now passing the restrooms, got the LR300 out as he passes the desk in it to the, into the alleyway exit. He goes. Ypsilon under attack, bleeding. He's got to heal himself. Not going to be able to do it in time. Will he? We watch him. Oh, look at that. He's got no health left. Ypsilon sitting there with not even a bar of health, as he's got, like, just breathe on him. And there he goes. Furby breathes on him, kills Ypsilon. Ypsilon did not have any health remaining. We flipped in game there, and he had not even half a bar left. Lampy, Carl quickly out into the alleyway. Once again, action ensuing. Epsilon with the kill, but a quick double kill there. Furby getting Potango and Winter with a grenade. Now coming through the alleyway, it is Bastardo, Ypsilon, and Kazama. All three with LR300s as they drop on the loading dock. Double back down the alley where a lot of action has taken place today. Kazama has Carl in his sights. Carl injured, ducks around the corner, is broken. Gonna gun down Bastardo. Another lead enemy here from the M4. And there it is, Kazama of Kick finally getting his clan on the scoreboard as they have gotten their 6 point, and that stops a streak of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A streak of 10 here for the Monkeys, and that has put them out to a very comfortable lead as broke a bullet here from the M4 of Ypsilon to start the round. And that could be what Kick needs as they go on the offensive here, shooting, trying to climb up onto the mailbox, into the second story window. Did not make it. Upstairs we go with Potango shooting down Broken. Potango dropping down back onto the mailbox out on the William Street inside the main entrance. He runs. He is looking for Carl as we switch and find Carl. Carl just passing, and up the stairs he runs in to the up second story window. Action is going to be Potango who gets the win here for his clan. So Kick wins the last two rounds there. As we're going to step away, take a break, some good action. Our score here at intermission, 15-7, thanks to a 10-round run by the Monkees. We'll be right back.
Would you like some of this? Or some of this? How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG. Listen, play. This is Radio.
And welcome back. Between rounds, it is Oswald. We're here with you inside the game. Score after UT Turnpike, 15-7, as a streak of 10 was ripped off by the Monkees here during the middle rounds. Kick able to come back the last two rounds and to get to victory. So 15-7, our score here. Leading scores for both squads. Carl for the Monkees, 23 kills, 13 deaths. Great effectiveness by him. That nets him a 10. Love Q3 right behind him, 22-13. That's a net 9. And, well, for Kick, they all had a negative kill-to-death ratio. 16 kills for Winner. He was leading his clan as we're going to drop back into the server here now. We are going to be on Abbey 2. That'll be our second map up here as we get ready to bring you all the action as we take you inside the game. As UT Abbey 2, our map coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And once again, Oswald here with you as we drop back into the survey here. Both clans warming up there. Kick was doing a mighty fine job here early on. As granted, they got off to a 2-1 deficit here, but quickly came back, tied it up after 10 rounds. But after the 10th round, it all belonged to the Monkees here. So Kick going to have to come out very strong here, build upon the two last round wins they got on UT Turnpike. As we are set to go here, 3-2-1, good luck and have fun. As we are going to spawn with the Monkees very quickly in the town square. Out of the town square, they run over through the crossway and into David's courtyard. Very quickly, it's going to be Carl getting the action started, gunning down Ypsilon with the G36. And the Monkees take no prisoners here. They continue to rush, running up the Cathedral Archway. Into Cathedral South they go. Carl now leading the attack for the Monkees. But coming through the horseshoe, it is Lampy for the Monkees. So just like that, the Monkees not backing off here as they are well on their way here for a flawless victory. Bastardo Potango, the last two gamers. Inside the upper hallway we run, it's going to be Potango catching Lampy there, not able to get the kill. As Potango turns his weapon now on Love Q3 in the back stairway, and Carl is going to gun down Bastardo. Nice teamwork there as Carl going to finish off Potango with the DE. They get on the board first, 1-0 in favor of the Monkees. We spawn with Kick, and quickly we follow two gamers from Kick down the archway. Into the marble approach they go. It is Ypsilon, LR300 out, aiming and hitting Lampy. Lampy dying at the hands of Ypsilon. So nice work there by coming through the crossway. He is hit by Broken, who's in the Sardo, though, finally getting on the board here, gunning down Carl. Furby, though, and off Winter and a Bastardo. Furby now dropping down the stairs, and he is going to finish off Ypsilon for the kill. So just like that, it's a replay of what we saw here in the first round. 2-0 in favor of the Monkees as we spawn with Kick once again into the statue courtyard. They come up the stairs and not going into the center room. Maybe he should have his best starter there, finishing off Furby. As we continue on to the horseshoe above the marble courtyard, it is Clan Kick. As now up the marble stairs into Cathedral South, we go with Ypsilon. clearing out the way there. Nobody home as he finally hooks up and guns down Broken, who was calling for a medic there. So Broken going down, Lampy going down as Ypsilon continues on his killing wave, taking on Love Q3, who finally finishes off Ypsilon. Love Q3 in trouble, retreating. He's getting shot from both sides, and it's going to be Bastardo who takes him down. So just like last round, it's a 2-1 lead here to get things started for the Monkeys. Just about 3 minutes gone by so far. And Clan Kick is going to have to put a stop to this and continue to get more round wins if they want a shot here. As Love Q3 gunning down Ypsilon near the marble approach. Lampy hanging out with the SR8. There is an SR8 kill. Kazama on the receiving end. Lampy, Carl infiltrating the marble approach right now. Into the horseshoe they go. Under attack, it is Carl from above. That is Winter with the MP5K out. He is injured, trying to get in the central room. He does so. He's going to heal himself up there. He's got the MP5K out. We follow him down the stairs, doubling back into the side courtyard. He comes, being pursued by Lampy. It's going to be Love Q3, though, from the horseshoe, who gets him. So just like that, 3-1 our score. And are we on Turnpike again? Because that is what this looks like. 3-1 now our score. And this is exactly what happened. Now, we would expect Clan Kick to come back here with a couple round wins. As we see Broken with the Retro M4 gunning down Bastardo. Love Q3 taking down Potanga right near the marble approachway. Lampy picking off Kazama. And Love Q3 doing a number on Winter. So just like that, Ypsilon of a Kick left to Fimp. He's already in a lot of trouble. As he's down to about 50 health, he's got the LR300 out as he walks, making his way slowly toward David's courtyard. If he gets around the corner in time, here comes Love Q3. He's got him in his sight, and it's going to be Love Q3 gunning down Ypsilon in David's courtyard for another victory here. Score now 4-1. Clan Kick not kicking any ass today. They've been a little bit of trouble recently after going on a 10-round winless streak here on Turnpike and lost the last three rounds in a row here. Okay, 2 of 3. My bad. As we follow Kazama, he is bleeding, he is limping, dropping down Ypsilon with the kill in the statue courtyard. Ypsilon trying to finish off Furby as he guns down Kazama, and Love Q3 right there to pick off Ypsilon. Great support by the Monkeys as they continue on here. Take no prisoners is what the Monkeys are doing as they continue on. 5-1 now our score as we are with Potango underneath the horseshoe. Headshotted Furby, guns him down. Love Q3 taking down Ypsilon as well. Down the upper hallway we go, and it's going to be Furby shooting Kazama in the back. He never saw it coming. Furby also gunning down Bastardo as we follow Carl now in it to the statue courtyard. Turns back around, coming down the marble approach where he has Winter in his sights. Winter with a UMP 48, 5 out. Dance, bitch, dance. It's going to be Furby with the kill, getting the round win again. So the Monkeys out and running here, 6-1. And folks, this match is almost out of hand. Actually, I would suspect this is going to be a victory here for the Monkeys today, as I am not going to even give Kick a chance here, unfortunately. Being down by 10 that last round, finishing up their 8 points. So they are down now by 13 points with just about 15 minutes to go. And the Monkeys not looking like they're backing off here as we follow Broken and Love Q3. They split up. We follow Love Q3 down the tunnel. He's going to come out in the town square. Nobody there for Clan Kick as we pick it up with Potango climbing out the window now just above the roof on the side courtyard. Carl under heavy attack. He's able to take down Kazama. Furby never saw Potango as Carl coming through, cutting down Winter. He takes aim at Potango, going to gun him down here. So just like that, another round win, 7-1 here. 7-1 in favor of the Monkeys. Can you hear them calling now? The Monkeys looking like they're going to take the top seed here out of Group D as a Clan Kick destined for spot number 2. So we'll have to see how that's going to play into the playoffs as we follow Love Q3 and Lampy into Davis Courtyard. Shots through the crossway. It was Lampy, but he is met by an SR8 shot from Winter. Nice skill there by Winter to pick off Lampy. As we continue now into the Marble Courtyard, Demo approach hits a 2-on-1. Ypsilon and Kazama taking on Broken. Broken dropped by Epsilon as the blue team as Kick finally gets on the board. A flawless victory for them. Congratulations. That is their second victory in this round. 7-2 our score here as we follow Carl down the marble stairs. Going to come out on the marble approach as we pick it up with Broken just near the entrance. Carl now going to hook up with it through Davis Courtyard. They come, and it's going to be Carl picking off Potango and Epsilon. Two more kills here for Carl. That gives him 10. Two behind the leader here. Love Q3 of the Monkeys Furby up on the patio above the statue courtyard gunning down Winter. So the Monkeys putting on rush after rush here. Kick, not able to regroup, not able to get anything together as any direction they turn, right there they are met with a hail of gunfire, just like this time. Bastardo in a David's courtyard. He is going to be taken out by Broken. So that is another victory here. 8-2. Who you going to call? I don't know, but right now, Kick needs to call somebody as they are in a lot of trouble, as we see that just came from the marble approach. I believe that was Ypsilon or Bastardo who threw that, as Bastardo and Potango get back-to-back kills here for Kick. But Love Q3 gunning down Bastardo near the crossway. Broken now turning his M4 on Ypsilon, erasing his life as Carl and Love Q3 now running down the marble approach. They stop near the cathedral. They pick it up with Kazama and Potango. Potango finds a way to kill Broken, but very quick. Love Q3 is going to finish off the round. Kazama and Potango going down. And right now, the Monkeys. Monkeys playing very, very well here. Great teamwork. Great support on all the rushes. Timely use of their grenades. They are doing nothing wrong. LR300 doing a lot of talking today here. Is Love Q3 getting two more kills. Gunning down Kazama. And Furby taking out Potango up on the horseshoe as we go back inside the central room with the Monkeys once again. It is Furby dropping down into the side courtyard underneath the tunnel. He goes out into the marble courtyard just beneath the horseshoe. He's going to hook up with his clanmates, but it's not going to be matter. It's going to be Carl tearing Winter asunder with the AK-103 over in David's courtyard. And just like that, Monkeys, another point. Down the marble approach they come. They go one-on-one. Ypsilon on the receiving end. Once again, Lampy with the kill. As we follow Lampy up underneath the cathedral archway. And another kill. Winter sprawled out on the steps. He is dead again. Lampy now coming back, joining forces with the rest of his clan. As he's got Carl behind him, they run down and up onto the horseshoe. Here comes Lampy doubling back through the hallway in at 2 Cathedral South to find three of his teammates there. Love Q3, Carl, Broken, and we missed who that other gamer was quickly out. That was Lampy quickly out of the hallway into the horseshoe. Moving through the central room, he comes as we go and pick up the action with Potango. Just as we do, he and Bastardo killed Love Q3 and Carl with back-to-back kills there. So score now 11-2. 9.5 to go here. Action over on the crossway, quickly through the crossway, and dying was Potango. Ypsilon following suit. Lamp as action now up on the patio above the statue courtyard down the back hallways. He run once again. Winter limping, leading the way. He heals himself. He's only got about 20 health. He's got the SR8 out, as he's going to have to be careful because from behind, here comes Carl. Carl going to catch him all the way in the central room with the AK-103. So a nice kill there by Carl. We pick it up with Love Q3 up the stairs into the central room. He goes. He's got action there with him. He's got Broken and Carl. Love Q3, though, out onto the horseshoe, gunning down Kazama again. Carl now making sure the horseshoe is clear. Here he comes as they go in search of Bastardo of Clan Kick. Bastardo over in the crossway. Come around the corner looking down the marble approach. He's got Broken and Carl in his sights. Bastardo quickly avoiding a hail of gunfire there up the stairs. He goes in at 2 central room. Giving chase is Love Q3. As Bastardo trying to do everything to avoid this. And it's going to be Carl just coming down the marble approach. He picks him off in the marble courtyard. So another victory for the Monkeys. That is 12-2. Now they are up by 10. Monkeys have won this game, even though we still have 8 minutes to go here. We continue to watch the action unfold on the side of the Monkeys. Great rushes, strong supports. Furby now over in the hallway. He is under attack, retreating in to Cathedral South, being pursued there by Bastardo very quickly. Furby down the archway, the Cathedral archway in front of the Cathedral, calling for a medic. Still being pursued here by Potango. Potango now coming near the entrance to the cut down by the AK-103 of Carl, as Carl, Love, Q3, Furby all next to each other. Broken. Oh, a big grenade. Bastardo catching two of them. He catches Furby and Carl as Broken now left to fend along with Love Q3. It's not going to matter. Love Q3 outrunning very strong. Gets the last two kills, gunning down Winter and Bastardo. So nice work by Love Q3. Having a very good game. We follow him. He's got, look at this, 22 kills. Amazing work. A plus 19 for Love Q3. Don't mind the dogs in the background there. They are not on the map either. A positive 19, a plus 19 for Love Q3 as he continues on. As we finally see Kazama finishing off the round here. He and Bastardo both with two kills in the round. So that is going to give Kick another point. 13-3. They are still down by 10 here in this match. As we follow Kazama through the side courtyard. Shooting an HE grenade in there from his HK-69. So interesting choice of weapons. Here coming around, it is Bastardo gunning down Furby, but right there to clean things up, Potango, as he kills his clanmate Bastardo, but it is a 3-on-3 right now. Check that, make that a 3-on-2. Potango getting a kill here on Broken. Love Q3 evening things up once again, so we got 2-on-2 going on here. Winter and Kazama, and he is going to be shot down in flames. Kazama out in front of the Cathedral entrance. That is back-to-back wins here for Clan Kick. First time they have done that in round four. So 13-4, a score back out on the crossway. We go a hail of gunfire, grenades, you name it. Oh, fire. We don't have breathing dragons, though. As we follow Broken and Carl. Carl calling for some assistance here. As coming past the Cathedral entrance, he's going to be gunned down. AK-103 from Carl once again. Love Q3 standing guard through the crossway. He runs into the statue courtyard, taking aim up on the central hallway there. Nobody home. As Love Q3 now making his way through the back hallway. As very quickly running back into the town squares. The factory we call the bounce back ability by Kick, it may be good, but I don't think it is this good. And yes, bounce back ability, that is a made up word that somebody in the Q3 community here gave me, and I think it's kind of a good word when you're trying to come back. You have that bounce back ability, and right now I don't think Kick has that bounce back ability. They are literally being bounced here today by the monkeys. As we go into the tunnel, Winter retreating. He's got the UMP out, but he's going to get the lead enema to finish off the round here from Broken. As Broken stops the streak of two there by Clan Kick. We follow Love Q3 and Lampy back through the crossway. On the marble approach, it is Ypsilon Potango, and it's going to be Ypsilon picking off Lampy with a grenade. A nice toss there, giving him the LOL. Clan Kick was nice. Nice, guys. Bastardo gunning down Furby over near Davis Courtyard. Broken under attack in front of the Cathedral. He is bleeding. He is going to have to find some love there. Not able to get a Potango. A headshot's Broken as turning and retreating. Now Love Q3 under attack. And Potango going to get the final kill. And that is round 17 in the books. Oh, no, it's not. I can't add correctly. There we go. Round 19 we are on, I believe. 15, yes, we are on. As we try to keep up with this. Action starting once again, and we follow it here with Carl. Carl getting back-to-back kills over in the crossway once again. Furby, the mighty, mighty Furby, hits Potango like four times in the vest. Finally, he goes down. It is going to be a flawless victory here for the monkeys. 3:30 left on the clock. We follow Carl off the horseshoe, avoiding a grenade being shot in there by the HK-69 grenade launcher. Kazama launching another grenade as Love Q3 gunning down Potango, avoiding the grenade once again. It is Carl up on the horseshoe. That is Winter, but it's going to be Bastardo gunning down Carl very quickly, turning, running up the marble stairway into Cathedral South. They go Bastardo and Winter now down the archway. They run Winter leading the way here. He's going to hook up with Furby. Furby not able to finish him off. Winter going to get the kill. Broken coming through. Retro in for doing the talking there. Broken with the kill. Love Q3 now through the archway. Taking aim at Kazama. Love Q3 going to cut him down once again. Score now 16-5. We pick it up with Potango on the respawn once again as he tosses a couple grenades in it to the center room. Epsilon stepping on his own grenade, giving himself the LOL as we follow Potango out through the center room, avoiding the grenades down onto the side courtyard. He drops into the marble courtyard under attack. That is Furby avoiding the bullets there as Winter now retreating back into the side courtyard. He's got to heal and reload as he's leaving a nice little trail of blood there. Follow the blood up into the central room where we go as Kazama right there under heavy attack. Carl avoiding the shot of the AK-103 as Carl now comes through. Carl catching one of the gamers there. Lampy being shot down, but he's able to kill Kazama before he dies. That is round 22 in the book. 17-5, a minute 55 and counting. Score here, 17-5. It is all monkeys continuing to put on a display of skills here. Love Q3 getting in the action here, getting the first kill in the round. And then after that, they fall like bowling pins. That's right. One down, two down, three down. There they go. Four down, clan kick. Call it a perfect strike. Down goes Bastardo. Carl with the kill. 18-5. We spawn with the monkeys once again as they come out through the courtyard. Statue courtyard is we were with them there in just a minute. In to Davis courtyard, they run. Winter leading the attack here for a click. Epsilon right there as well, but it's going to be Winter shot down by Lampy once again. So Lampy doing a great job here around the, trying to get the drop. He guns down broken, but right there to finish off Epsilon was Lampy. They were caught healing. Nobody standing guard there. 2-on-1. Lampy going to go down. Potango with the kill over in David's courtyard as we follow Epsilon now through the crossways. They go in search of Furby of the Monkeys. Furby today on the day, 14-17 deaths. That nets him a -3. Furby now with the SR8. He is over on Cathedral South. He's up on the grass in the far corner, though, looking down the archway. As we watch time tick off the clock here, 30 seconds and counting. We are going to keep it right here with Furby. Lampy giving the, oh my God! I don't know why he did that, because there's absolutely nothing going on right now. Watching DeFurby. Oh, his teammate saying DeFurby is the spawn camper. As we see good games now being exchanged by Winter from Kick. And here they come. Potango. Quick shot. Potango gunning him down. 6 on the clock and counting. So we're going to have one round left here, I believe, as we respawn once again with Kick. So this is going to be the final round here. Let's see if Kick can pull off one more victory here. But here he comes. Ypsilon catching a G36 shot from Carl. Crossway, they run under heavy attack. Ypsilon retreating, MP5K out, but he's able to de-Ypsilon, also getting a kill on Broken. He is now joined by his clanmate, Bastardo, as Lampy saying, lag. Furby, good game, as we continue to watch Carl now quickly coming through. That is going to be it. Congratulations go out to the Monkeys, 18-7, our final score here. So that is going to do it. We're going to step away for a quick break, come back, wrap things up here on Inside the Game.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theory that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So, we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live esports coverage. You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to, games. So keep it here.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
And we are back. It is Oswald here with you. Post-game wrap-up. Final score, Monkeys 33, Clan Kick 14. And Monkeys just too strong here. Starting about, starting about 7 or 8 minutes there into the first round or into the first match on UT Turnpike when they ran off 10 in a row before giving up a point to Clan Kick. Second round started here on UT Abbey 2, and again, it was all monkeys. Winning the first two rounds, surrendering rounds 3 and 4 to Clan Kick, and then running off another streak here. So props go out to the Monkeys. Congratulations. They will take the top seed out of Clan D as we run down our Act of War Warriors of the game today. For the losing Clan, Clan Kick, we're going to hand it to Epsilon here. He had two good rounds. Epsilon, 19 kills there in the second round. Unfortunately, 22 deaths. That nets him a -3. To go along with his -4 on the first round, 14 kills, 18 deaths, but Epsilon going to be the Act of War Warrior of the game here for Clan Kick. And for the Monkeys, it's all about Love Q3. 32-8, an amazing round there. I don't think I've ever seen an effectiveness that effective. So props to him. That's a +24, folks. You don't see that happen all that often. 22-13 on the first round. So congratulations to Love Q3. That is going to do it for us today. Again, congratulations to the Monkeys. They go on to win. Final score, 33-14. It's Oswald for Inside the Game. We'll see you next time.